My pleasure to welcome in from Iberia Crime Stoppers, Mike Bowron, Sergeant Stephen Guidry. Gentlemen, good to have you back, as we do welcome you on Thursdays to offer up the featured crime of the week and any other updates on Iberia Crime Stoppers. Good morning.
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning to you.
Happy to have you guys with us. Sergeant, if I could, before we get into Crime Stoppers, aware of anything going on Sheriff's Office-wise. I know Sheriff Ackle hates Sheriff's Department. I understand. Sheriff's Office. But anything going on that you're aware of? Pick up on anything going on?
No, not to my knowledge. Just be aware of the weather. The roads are going to flood. Iberia Parish is usually floods, as everybody knows. So if you don't have to drive, try not to drive today.
Yeah. Again, you know, that's one of the things, especially with so many of our roads. You might know your vehicle can get through that water. You might know that, and that may be the case. But sometimes you don't know where the shoulder ends and the ditch begins.
Absolutely. And also, going through that high water, you might have a really big raised truck that you could get through it. But what that does is it creates wakes.
Yeah.
And it creates those wakes go into people's homes, and they start to flood, and it causes more damage. So best thing to do is just stay home.
Very good, very good. Remind us again, the Crime Stoppers mission, recently inundated with calls, I hope. Mike?
Yes, we have been. In fact, let me bring you up to date on the Facebook. We're at 7,000. So that's what we're looking for, is more on Facebook. And people are starting to post and letting us know what's going on around their town. A lady posted this morning that her house was robbed at 4 a.m. Another lady posted that somebody knocked on the door and said they were with a service for their, when you open the door and the alarm goes off.
At 4 in the morning?
This is regular hours.
Okay.
And then they said, okay, well, let me see your ID, and they took off running.
Mm-hmm.
So there were cases in the joint. So people are now being more aware of their surroundings, their personal property, automobiles. There were 10 automobiles broken into last week. People still have to learn to lock and not keep anything that's valuable in the car. They'll take a GPS, your purse, a wallet, credit cards, etc. And that's part of our mission, is to, you know, not only solve crimes, but prevent them from happening eventually.
Yeah, no doubt. I would point out, when folks post some criminal activity that occurred to them, I hope they're also contacting the sheriff's office, not just putting it up on your Facebook page.
That's something that I've been trying to get to these people as well.
Yeah.
Is the Crime Stoppers page is to get the awareness out there, maybe show some pictures that you might have. But always, if you have something in progress or something that's already occurred, definitely give the sheriff's office a call to get something reported on file.
Very good, very good. Of course, Crime Stoppers, an opportunity for folks to offer up tips on criminal activity anonymously. Remind us again how that occurs, that it remains anonymous.
They call 364-TIPS or 8477, and we don't know who's calling. We don't have their number. It's a live receptionist that's going to answer that phone, Stephen Guidry, or one of our national organizations will answer that number. And they'll take the information and give that particular tipster a code number. And it's up to that tipster to remember that number when he calls back to see if he's going to get a reward. I remember an incident, incidences in Lafayette. This month at their meeting, they paid over $6,000 in rewards for 35 anonymous calls.
Mm.
35. Now, they set a record. Margaret Laverne is the coordinator there, and we work closely with all of the Crime Stopper units so that we can make sure that we're not stepping on each other's toes and getting the word out. But when they call us, they take all the Stephen takes all the information, passes it on to the proper division of the Iberia Sheriff's Department, And that is investigated. And then upon arrest, that tipster is given a reward. We paid the first one out this last meeting. Everybody was excited about it.
How often again do you meet to...
We meet once a month.
Okay.
The second Wednesday of the month. And that's when we vote. And then the coordinator, Stephen, will tell them to call the second Thursday of the month and then give us that code number so we know it's you that had called in the original tip. And then we give them instructions on how to pick up their reward, and they're given another code number. And that's all they have to do is say that code number, and it's cash in their pockets.
Very good, very good. So again, rest at ease. Know that it is wholly anonymous, unless you choose to not make it anonymous. I guess a resident...
Yeah, that's your choice.
Yeah, certainly a resident would have that opportunity if they want to show up in court and be a witness. That certainly would be welcome, too, I guess. Any news from this past week, apart from offering up our featured crime of the week?
Just trying to keep it moving steady, man. Just trying to get the word out even more. Like the Facebook page, I'm very thrilled to see that we've hit over 70% of our goal of 10,000 members. And the way it looks is we're on track to hit that 10,000 mark before August.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how some things go viral. You know, there's that story about the level 2 endangerment state police put out in regard to a woman who may have taken her children inappropriately. I'm sure they're still metering out some of that, but those things, I had like 47,000 hits on my Facebook page as a result of that one thing, and it's amazing what does go viral. And you know, again, that's the power of the social media now, so take advantage of it.
Absolutely. It takes one person.
Yeah.
One person to share one thing, and they have 100 friends, so 100 more eyes are seeing this. If one of those friends shares, they got another 100 people looking at it. So, I mean, every share, every like, everything that you can do on social media is going to blow up. A lot of people are watching.
Yeah, and just hopefully folks don't pass on misinformation, but certainly... It's some opportunity to get the good information out there and out there in a hurry.
Absolutely.
Is that, you know, Mike, a longtime broadcaster yourself, you know, I got into the business just before computers started to aid in us, and then we see such an evolution in mass media or in social media. How do you look at that, having been in broadcasting for such a long time?
Well, when I started in 61, the log was hand-typed with, and people, young people, don't know what I'm talking about, carbon paper.
Mm.
So if you made a mistake on your log, you had to erase 6 sheets behind it, you know, to make the correction. Computers, it was a slow start. The first computer I ever bought was from Radio Shack, and it was a Trash 80. And you had an audio cassette player for a program that would say 2 and 2 is 4, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started learning ASCII so I could do my own program. And then I brought that into our business of television, and eventually everything is run on computer. You don't have to have a soul there. It's just on the exact time at 10 after 11 and 32 seconds, bingo, that takes place. So the social media wake-up for an older generation is still, I guess, makes them nervous. My 10-year-old grandson, you know, is a thumber, and he just whips it out in a hurry, you know. And it's like the old joke of the little kid on the phone with the grandmother. And it says, "Grandma, touch Wi-Fi with your finger. Any finger." So we're all growing up on this stuff.
Yeah, and for us, learning to use these new mediums along with our old ones. And, again, trying to... you know, utilize that, but understand that another generation is trying to get their news elsewhere and just finding a way to take advantage of that, no doubt.
Yes, you know, there are so many outlets for news gathering and information, period. And it's through this this wonderful medium of computers. So that's a great thing. It gives them an extra. What I find is that the younger generation is not schooled in historical things. You know, you'd have to watch some of the things on computers and ask them, you know, well, what was the Civil War? Who was fighting in it? Or what World War II was? And they just don't know. They're not studying that.
Anyway, we I read a piece earlier what the future of journalism might be, and more investigating. We're in such a hurry to get news out immediately. And in this kind of news, we want to get out immediately because the quicker you get information out about criminal activity, the easier it is to solve those crimes, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Starting those investigations ASAP. But, you know, the idea that we just have to fill that 24-hour news cycle and, you know, get information out, constantly feed things. You didn't post anything in 6 hours. What's going on? You know, it's frustrating.
Yeah, well, it gets frustrating, but it also, it prompts you to make mistakes.
Yeah.
If you post something without having it checked thoroughly, that's where the fake news that everybody's talking about comes in. Is that really what's happening? No, it's not investigated enough. We don't know that. There's not the sources have not been confirmed.
A great example of this, I saw a headline, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Feedly, an aggregate news, whatever sites you choose to see. NOLA.com reported, sheep gives birth to half lamb, half human. And 10 minutes after that feed showed up in my Feedly, it was disappeared. There's a headline here, and you can see this picture that does look a bit grotesque, but you click on the link, and amazingly, it's gone now because they posted it probably too quick, picked it up somewhere, and... Yeah.
Yeah, P.T. Barnum would have loved that.
Exactly, exactly. But I was going to talk about that later, but for some reason it seemed timely right now. Anyway, let's get back to Crime Stoppers. Again, if folks do have a tip they want to offer up, 364-TIPS, 364-8477. And while we feature a crime of the week, keep in mind it's not just this crime we want you to call about, but all criminal activity you might know about.
Absolutely, Jeff. This week's crime occurred on June 15th. Between the hours of 3 a.m. and 4 a.m., five vehicles were burglarized in the Daspit Street area. Those streets included Russo Street, D'Artes, Texaco, Santa Clara, and San Jacinto Circle. The burglars are preying on these hardworking people again. The summertime is here, and I basically utilize this crime of the week as a public service announcement to please. When you park your cars at work, at home, be sure to take everything out of value in your car before going inside your homes. Everything of value, of course, includes your purses, your wallets, your keys, GPS systems, cell phones, anything that anybody could sell. Take it out. I know it's a little inconvenient, but it's going to save you in the long run having to replace either a window that's shattered. I know a lot of people have a $500 deductible with insurance. And those windows is, you know, free $250, $300 out of your pocket because you just left something in view. Leaving stuff out in the open like that is called a crime of opportunity, and that's what these burglars are preying on, is that opportunity. They see it, they can take it.
Yeah, if you're going to leave the stuff in there, you may as well leave the doors open. That way, at least they don't damage the vehicle. No, I'm kidding, folks, please.
I know that Lloyd Verrett is head of the Neighborhood Watch in that area, mm-hmm. and his group, they're working very hard to stop that kind of thing, and they have their own Facebook notification for the members on that Neighborhood Watch, and I'm sure that Lloyd's working very hard on that particular incident because it's not supposed to happen in his neighborhood.
Yeah. Is there any particular things folks should be looking for in regards to maybe recognizing that there might be that someone might be responsible for this?
Open doors. A lot of people, if a lot of these burglars, if they see something like a purse in the front seat, they'll use a rock or something to smash the window. But the sheriff's office can pull DNA, fingerprints. So if you wake up in the morning and you see that your glove box is open and there's paper scattered everywhere, don't touch the vehicle.
Is there a particular time of day and date on that someone may have seen something of use?
Well, all of these vehicle burglaries occurred on the same day, the same morning, between 3 and 4 a.m.
And again, what day was that?
That was June 15th.
Okay. So just a couple, well, it was last Thursday.
Yes, sir.
As we were talking.
As we were talking.
We do have a caller on the line. Perhaps it's questioner. Well, thought we had a caller there. Don't hesitate to give us a call at my number, 367-1240. Their number, 364-TIPS. But if you want to be on the air, 367-1240. If you've got a question or comment, don't hesitate to give us a call. Anything else on the featured crime of the week?
Again, just be vigilant. And don't let these burglars make you a victim, because that's what they want.
Would you recommend throwing things in the trunk? I guess that's better than nothing, but still.
If you absolutely, positively cannot remove anything from your vehicle because it's dire, take it out of view.
Yeah.
Center console, glove box, try and keep your car tidy so that when burglars come by, they see an empty car, basically, when they look in the windows. When they see clutter, that usually means there might be something there, there might not be something there, and it's a chance that these burglars are willing to take a lot of the time to go through, see what's under those clothes or see what's under that pizza box. Just be sure to keep everything nice and tidy inside, and that'll prevent them from wanting to go in.
I'm not sure, and my previous conversations with Troy in the past, over the years, car stereos have evolved a little bit. They're pretty specific to their car. Do we see as many car stereo thieves like we used to back when the standard AM radio was what you had, and then you went out and bought a stereo? But do we see as much of that anymore?
Nope. We really don't. Those car stereos are basically for older model vehicles, because a lot of these newer vehicles have the built-in dash radios, Sirius XM, all that kind of fancy stuff that you can't take out unless you take the whole dash off.
Yeah.
But they're not looking for car stereos anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you guys want to pass along before we let you go?
Yeah, we have a couple of people setting up some meetings. Reverend Zach Mitchell is going to have a youth orientation that we've been invited to on July the 7th and the 8th at City Park. And councilperson Sherry Guidry is going to have basically another type of meeting, a similar meeting, on August the 11th. And then in talking with Carol Whipp, who's head of Council on Aging, we're going to do a presentation on July the 5th. And believe it or not, the Council on Aging, somebody broke into the Council on Aging and took their smart TV.
Mm.
So it doesn't make a difference where you are or what you do. You have to protect everything you have. And then one more date has not been set is to meet with the Chamber of Commerce and Generet and put up signs there.
We're good. Heard you talking about stickers that you were going to get, I think, to the mayor. But are those kind of things available if folks want to display them on their bumper or wherever, windshield, whatever?
Yes, we can make some more. We printed a little over 200, and the city automobiles, not their lawnmowers, but their trucks and cars will have bumper stickers on, as well as the parish. That was almost 180. So we don't have many left, but if somebody wants, they want those bumper stickers, we'll print more.
Very good. Any other signs or yard signs, those kind of things?
They're available. Also, I was just thinking while you were talking that if somebody breaks into my car, my SUV,
they're gonna get
I hope
signs.
They distribute the posters for us.
Would it be so bad? Anyway, but again, let's get the word out. Again, 364-TIPS is the phone number. Remind us websites and Facebook page.
The Facebook page is going to be Iberia Crime Stoppers. Very simple to look up. Three words. You'll see the little stop sign, Crime Stoppers logo. Click to join and make sure that you're not a robot and you'll be good to go.
There you go. Anything else before I let you guys go?
Answer the question that Stephen put up. Where do you live? Iberia Parish. That's all we want to know.
That's it, and that's it. So, again, gentlemen, appreciate you coming by. We look forward to we look forward to the time where we don't need your visit, but we certainly look forward to your being here each and every Thursday and throughout the week. Listen for the Crime of the Week, and also look for it on Channel 15, Channel 3, starting it yet?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, very good, very good. So, again, appreciate their support.
And the NBC station as well as the Fox station in Alaska.
Yeah, that's true, 15-1, 15-2, yeah. If you're on the antenna. I'm not sure what it is on the cable systems, but there
on
you go.
Fox, it's 10:03 for the NBC, 10:15 for Fox, and 10:05 for ABC.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Again, gentlemen, appreciate it. Sergeant Stephen Gittery, Mike Barra with Iberia Parish Crime Stoppers. Again, 364-TIPS, that phone number.